dating back to 1924 is the Brownlow Medal. And tonight, we're going again. So it's going to be a huge night at the Crown Palladium. I'll be there. Sarah Ollie will be there. Riley Beveridge will be watching it on TV in Fox Footy's studios. And we will do a Fox Footy Brownlow Medal preview right now. Riley Beveridge, Sarah Ollie, welcome.
Hello, Tom.
G'day, Tom. It's great to be back. Has there been a less anticipated Brownlow Medal in history?
Well, I haven't been alive since 1924, but I don't think so, no. He's a lock, Dustin Martin, isn't he?
The greys in your hair would say otherwise, Tom.
There we go. Let's whack the appearance in a podcast. That makes good sense. Let's go through each club. Adelaide, first of all, because there is, of course, and bet responsibly, money to be won on each club and who's going to win these votes, and also interest as well. So Rory Sloan is their favourite at $34. You can't really see anyone overtaking him here, Rolls.
No, I think Sloan will pip Matt Crouch, who's had a good year, but I think he'll get the most votes in the Crows.
Sarah, the Brisbane Lions, Dane Beams and Tom Rockliffe are probably going to be neck and neck here. The last winner was Simon Black in 02. I can't see either Rockliffe or Beams getting close to Martin, but who do you see pipping at one or the other?
Yeah, probably Rocky, but I think there's a bet going around at the moment that Dustin Martin could poll more votes than the whole Brisbane team together. So
what about Zorko then?
Yeah, he's been pretty good. Yeah,
ineligible, though.
Ineligible, so can't
win. Hard to win if you're ineligible, yeah.
Almost difficult. Impossible, Sarah.
Yes,
as Chris Grant understands better than anyone. He does.
Too soon.
Absolutely not too soon. I'm sure he's reconciled with this fact. Riley, your club, Carlton.
Yes.
Chris Judd won in 2010. Champion Data's predicting Mark Murphy, but is Bryce Gibbs a sniff?
I think so. I think they should rename the Brownlow after Chris Judd. That's my prediction for Carlton.
He won two Brownlows.
Yeah. Deserved more, though, if you ask me. Mm.
Murphy won the best and fairest.
Won the best and fairest. Probably should get the most votes, although Gibbs and Docherty might steal a couple off him, but I think Murphy...
Halfbacks don't really get a lot of votes, though, do they?
No. But if you're the best halfback in the competition, you might.
Yes. Collingwood, Sarah, what are your thoughts?
Well,
Treloar, Pendlebury.
Taylor Adams is the smoky here.
Is he?
Get on board, Taylor Adams.
Pendles always polls well, doesn't he? But he missed a chunk of the year at the end. So, no, I'm going to go with Treloar.
Hawthorn, Riley. Sam Mitchell is their last winner, but surely Tom Mitchell getting a million votes this year is the lock. Essendon, Riley.
Yep.
Zach Merritt at $1.01. He's ineligible, but surely he'll get the most votes.
Should get the most votes. I think Joe Danaher could steal a couple from him. Mm. He had a couple of big games. Dyson Heppel finished the year really well, but I think Zach Merritt's a clear winner there.
Fremantle, Sarah. Nat Fyfe is a previous winner of this award, but he's at $501 to win this. Who would have thought in 2015 that Fyfe would be at $501 to win the award 2 years after?
Yeah, but do you know what? I reckon next year he's going to be back to his best. Yeah. We saw signs of it this year. He probably will get a few votes here and there. He's playing in a weakish team, but Fyfe will be back to his best next year. Don't worry about that.
Joel Selwood and Patrick Dangerfield at Geelong, Riley. Do you see them going head for head for the most votes? Or is there anyone else can
Danger will get the most, although, as we know, he's suspended, can't win it.
Ineligible.
The interesting one here is whether or not Dangerfield will actually get the most votes on the night.
Yes.
Do you think he will, or do you think Dustin Martin will?
No, I think Dustin Martin will get the most ones on the night. What do you think, Sarah?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
But Joel Selwood next and maybe Mitch Duncan after that.
Yeah, Mitch Duncan's an interesting one. And I think Tom Hawkins for his 30 disposal game might get a couple of votes in that
against
one as well.
Against Carlton.
Yeah, against Carlton.
What a great night.
Ablett.
That was the night that Patrick Dangerfield got suspended.
It was. A big night for you.
Big night for the Brownlow.
Big night for the Brownlow. Gold Coast, Gary Ablett is again a previous winner, two-time winner, and he won the Gold Coast Best and Fairest.
Yeah, having missed how many games?
14. He played 14.
Yeah, which is a bit of a farce, isn't
There's no one else. I'm trying to think who else could poll for them.
Tom Lynch, maybe. Jared Lyons might get a couple.
Jared Lyons. It would really stretch the bottom of the barrel sort of stuff. No, because what other midfielders have played? David Swallow, has he played okay this year?
He's been okay.
Yeah, they really struggle. So Gary Ablett, we think, is going to get on there.
Gary Mira might poll a couple.
The GWS Giants have so many stars. We're tipping Josh Kelly here to get the most votes, although Champion Data's chipping Callan Ward. There's obviously Dylan Scheel as well. What do you think, Riley?
I think Josh Kelly. I think he'll finish top five in the Brown. I'm not sure if he'll finish top three.
I reckon he could finish top three. Mm. He's just had some amazing games, especially towards the back half of the season. And he does those really special things that kind of stick in your mind. So I feel like that will work in his favour.
Not a bad one to get on and gamble responsibly, of course. Josh Kelly for the place, for the podium. Hawthorn, Tom Mitchell has had a million possessions and will probably
literally get a million.
And will probably get close to a million votes, but not enough, you would have thought.
No. I think you'll finish third. I think that's our top three. Martin, Danger, Mitchell.
But there'll be daylight between second and third, won't there? Yes.
Can I just say that on a serious note here, say they are our top three.
Thanks for bringing us
down. They're all big accumulators, aren't they? But they're not the best
ball users.
Ball users.
Dustin Martin's a pretty good ball user, Dustin, I think.
Dusty, but...
He's not Lindsay Gilbey, but he's up there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just Lindsay Gilbey never won a Brownlow.
Just a note.
This is why the MVP, AFLPA MVP voting should change. Should we vote? We should be voting on most valuable player as opposed to who gets the most possessions
every week. That's what they should be voting on.
Yeah.
But the players, I think, probably tick a box and move on, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dustin Martin should have won it, don't get me wrong, but Lance Franklin should have finished second.
He finished third. Who did finish second?
No, he finished fifth.
He finished
Franklin.
Fifth.
That's right. Yeah, that was
Dangerfield
bizarre.
Dangerfield finished second and then Josh Kelly finished third.
I think it is so clear that Martin, Dangerfield and Buddy, really in any order, the best three players in the comp.
Yep.
And then there's daylight between the rest.
Yeah, it's closely followed. Yeah. Not daylight. Sam Doherty's probably
just... Yeah, I was going to say Guy Rigoni's around the mark as well. Sarah, Melbourne, Clayton Oliver.
You should be doing this one, Tommy.
Okay, I'll do it. Clayton Oliver has had an outstanding year. He's noticeable with his hair. I think he was going to poll very well, and not a bad little smoky for a place.
Yeah, depends. We don't know how well he polls because it's his second year.
He started like a house on fire and should be near the top at the halfway mark, I feel. He could finish top 10 in the count. I think he'll be top 3. Anyway, let's move on. North Melbourne. Ben Brown's going to poll well. Sean Higgins, Sarah?
Yeah, he polls well. He's a very classy user of the ball. He won their BNF.
Mm.
I wasn't sure he was expected to win. I think he was quite surprised on the night.
Ben Brown didn't.
He polls well.
Ben Sean. Cunnington, Riley?
Yeah, he had a really good patch throughout the middle of the year, so I think he'll get a few votes there. I think he could be their top vote getter.
But are we thinking that Cunnington or Higgins will get the most votes for North?
I think Cunnington.
Sarah?
I'm going to go with Higgins.
I think Higgins. Yeah. He's just, look who the umpires notice more. Cunnington is a dime a dozen in terms of the way he looks on the football field. Unfortunately, very good player. Two-time best and fairest for North Melbourne.
Don't know, mate.
I think he is. Port Adelaide.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie Wines is the one. They've never had a Brownlow medalist, Port Adelaide, although Gavin Wanganeen did play for them, but he won his Brownlow at Essendon.
Ain't going to happen this year either.
No. You think Ollie Wines is not even in the mix for a top five?
No, he's in the mix. Robbie Gray will also poll well. He has traditionally polled well, and they both had great seasons.
Yeah. Well articulated, Sarah, of course.
Thank you.
Moving on the run sheet here, which is a little bit out of order.
Richmond.
Richmond,
Dustin Martin.
Well, it's Dustin Martin, okay.
I think Dustin Martin will win the Brownlow, Tom.
Do I?
No, I do.
Oh, good. So do I. Who's second then at Richmond?
Trent Cotchin.
Do you think Trent Cotchin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Who do you think?
Probably Trent Cotchin, now I think of it. I'll try to play devil's advocate, but I didn't have a devil or an advocate.
And
Sarah,
are we predicting Martin to just slash the record books here?
We'll get there. We'll get there in a sec.
Okay. All right. I'm jumping the gun.
Hold the phone, as they say.
All righty.
Sarah, St Kilda.
No, I want to do Sydney, so you do St Kilda.
Jeez, you've grown big for your boots since you were on TV last night. St Kilda.
You should do St Kilda.
Okay, I'll do St Kilda.
Do you think Seb Ross would win it, or do you think the umpires won't notice him because he hasn't had it's his breakout season, so it might take him a while to get noticed? Or
no, I think he'll just pick Jack Stephen.
Dylan Robertson a chance?
No, defenders don't get votes, do they?
Jack Billings?
Billings will get a few, mm-hmm. I think, but I can't really think of any games where he's genuinely best on ground. I might be wrong. Whereas I think Seb Ross was genuinely best on ground in probably three games. So he should get some votes from there. And he's noticeable. He's left-footed and he's always around the ball. He's a good team player. Their last winner was Robert Harvey in 1998. Nick Riewoldt polled well a couple of years ago as well. Breakout year for Seb Ross. Sarah, now I'm pretty sure Riley wants to do Sydney. Is that okay with you? What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are Josh Kennedy will probably finish top five
in
the Brownlow
line.
Tonight. Yep. Yep, he polls really well, and that will work against him. But he played well in those first six games. He might pick up a couple of one votes here and there, but he'll poll really well in the back half of the season. Buddy, of course, will take some votes off him, especially in those big games, like the Carlton game where he kicked 10.
But when they show the predictor, he's going to have a lot of green boxes with ticks, isn't he? Because he's just going to get a lot of ones and twos along the way.
Yep.
Didn't make the All-Australian team. You still a bit annoyed about that, Sarah?
Yeah, it was that. If you gave me that for fair or fast, I'll tell you which one I'd be giving you.
I wouldn't be giving you that for fair or fast because I'd be getting the bias perspective. And West Coast, Josh Kennedy is $1.95 for the most team votes, but I just get the feeling that Andrew Gaff might just pip him here.
Luke Shuey, maybe?
Yeah, Shuey, yeah.
Gaff's a hard runner, which might seem...
And noticeable. He is noticeable. He does kick the ball a lot. He gets on the outside.
Yeah. But Josh Kennedy had a lot of games late in the season where he kicked five or six.
He did. But forwards don't do...
He also missed a lot of games.
Yes. Elliot
so
Yeo?
That could work against him.
Elliot Yeo?
Started the season well, but I think he could suffer from the Seb Ross factor, which is that people won't notice him until about round 10.
I'm going for Gaff for West Coast. I reckon that raking left boot will do well for him. And the last one, with the Western Bulldogs, Sarah.
The king of Eltham.
Is this a Bontempelli season?
Yeah, I guess. Did anyone else really stand out that much?
McCray. Mitch Wallace had a reasonable year. McCray.
Yeah. Mitch Wallace wasn't in the side by the end of the
year. He wasn't. No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Libart was in and out of the team.
Bont for me.
Bont. Quite an easy one. Well, thank you very much, everyone, for the Brownlow preview. Dustin Martin, how many votes, Sarah?
Could crack 40. Could he? 40? Is that ambitious?
I reckon he'll crack 40.
Yeah.
I'm going for 35.
If he cracks 40, Tom, are you going to chug your beer?
If he cracks 40, I'll crack a beer. How's that
Beautiful.
For a deal?
Love it.
Nicely done. Well, well
drink
done.
Responsibly.
Drink responsibly. Nicely
and
done.
Gamble responsibly.
Absolutely. Enjoy the night, everyone. The Brownlow Medal is coming to you, of course, and make sure you keep clicking back to foxfooty.com.au. You will be having a live blog of the whole event and all the best information after the event to keep you up to date with the winners, the losers, and everyone else.